When it comes to language, there's a lot to philosophize about.
But one question that philosophers of language like to mull is the question of meaning.
What do words like game or red or banana, what do they mean?
How do we know what they mean?
Is a game?
Easy question, right? You know what a game is. There's basketball, chutes and ladders, Dungeons and Dragons, tennis, wizard school.
But those are examples of games. What I'm asking for is the definition.
We say that a game is a competition with winners and losers.
But what about a game like Ring Around the Rosie?
Does a game require at least two players?
No, there is literally a game called Solitaire.
Maybe a game is just a thing you do for fun.
But what about who can stay quiet
Lo
the longest?
Lo and behold, the game that your parents Lee, his state Oedipus killed a stranger in a fit of rage,
or the new thing could have done otherwise. So truly free actions require options. Determinism, by contrast, doesn't allow options. It holds that every offense is crossed by a previous, which means that an agent can never have done anything other than what they did. Therefore, but let's look at these two options closely. And also, that humans are capable of libertarianism says that my decision to eat oatmeal this morning wasn't necessarily caused by
Somehow,